Các quý vị chúng tôi mời tiếng ạ.
Two more weeks will be Christmas.
所以我在这里跟大家先说一声圣诞快乐.
Let me wish you a Merry Christmas.
因为主耶稣的诞临,
the birth of Lord Jesus Christ,
对我们来讲是一个新的希望.
For us, it's the beginning of a new hope.
也是从原来没有看到一个好像隧道的底端有光亮的时候,
we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
因为主耶稣的诞临,
because of his birth,
你就看到有一个亮光在后面,
you see the light.
所以今天的主题是破晓曙光.
That's why I want to speak to you about the dawning or the morning light.
是跟我们将要来临的圣诞节是有关系.
This is related to the celebration of Christmas.
你知道当我们神在创造天地的时候,
when God created heaven and earth,
他说起初神创造天地,
I would say in the beginning he created heaven and earth.
地是空虚混沌,
everything is chaotic,
渊面黑暗,
the whole thing is in darkness.
神的灵运行在水面上,
but the spirit of the Lord was on above the water.
神说要有光,
and then the Lord said, let there be light.
就有了光,
and then there is light.
这就是我们破晓曙光的思想到神的创造是这样开始的.
This is the beginning of the dawning of the morning light.
原来一开始的时候是空虚混沌.
In the beginning, there was empty.
空虚混沌是表示没有秩序的.
There is no order.
是混乱的.
Everything is chaotic.
没有什么希望的.
There is no hope.
也找不出任何条理.
There is no order in the universe.
渊面黑暗.
Everything is in darkness.
好像是很深很深的黑.
It's in deep darkness.
又没有生命.
There is no light.
又没有气息.
There is no breath.
看起来是相当绝望的.
Everything is in complete despair.
可是当神说有光的时候,
but when God said let there be light,
这道曙光就照进了世界.
The morning light began to dawn.
整个混乱, 空虚混沌中,
all the emptiness and chaos,
好像是黑暗非常深的, 没有生命的地方,
in that deep darkness where there is no light,
开始有了希望.
God bring in hope.
主耶稣基督的诞临,
the birth of Christ,
就是把我们人生原来是没有希望的时候,
is to bring hope to our hopeless life.
他把这道曙光照进了我们人的心中.
There is now a dawning light shining,
使得我们心中原来是没有盼望的.
So where there is no hope before,
因为主耶稣的诞临,
because of birth of Christ,
他的降在我们世界上为了拯救我们.
He's coming to the world to save us,
就好像破晓的一道曙光,
a breaking of the morning light,
照到你我的 生命里面,
shine into our life,
也让在我们的生活中有了希望,
so that we can begin to hope in our lives,
一切往前走都有了意义,
we can begin to move forward,
有目标,
we have a goal,
最终也知道我们到哪去,
and finally we can know where we are going.
有一支诗歌我想你们大家都知道,
this is a song I think you are all familiar,
英文名字叫做 Morning Has Broken.
The morning is broken.
我想很多中文翻译就是叫做 破晓, 什么歌? 晨曦, 哦,
yeah, morning is broken.
我们英文好像比较精准一点啊, morning is broken. 这首诗歌非常美.
This is a beautiful hymn.
如果你仔细去看这个歌词的时候,
if you study the words,
就像说当一只鸟开始唱出第一道歌的时候,
first hear the first singing,
当第一道光线照进了世界的时候,
when the first ray of light shine in the world,
当你发现有晨露降在新出来的草的身上的时候,
when you see the dew first appear on the grass,
甚至于这院子里面开始有清新的雨下下来,
when there's light rain begin to rain in the garden,
就好像你走到花园里面发现, 哇, 这个, 有这个, 春雨秋雨之后, 那么美的一个境界,
you feel like a refreshing spring rain.
这个诗歌就说 morning has broken.
That is morning has broken.
就是破晓曙光.
That's the dawning of the morning light.
我希望我们借着今天这个信息,
I want to share with you this message.
也是在圣诞节将要来临的时候,
it's just before the Christmas season.
让我们想到圣诞的意义.
So so that we can know the meaning of Christmas.
当然我们可能有交换礼物。
Maybe I know we were going to exchange gifts.
也有圣诞树的布置。
We're going to have Christmas tree.
甚至孩子们都是等待某些礼物在他们身上。
A lot of children are waiting for their gifts.
当你在道贺的时候。
As we celebrate.
我们一定要想到主耶稣为我们诞生。
We must remember it is Christ who was born for us.
是一道破晓的曙光来到我们的人间。
A breaking of the light into our life.
或者我们思想一下我们自己的人生。
As we think about our own life,
多少时候我们人生可能在你个人上面身上。
Very often in our individual life,
可能你碰到一些困难，不知道如何的突破它。
We have faced many difficulties, not knowing what to do.
很多时候让我们好像在兵荒马乱之中。
During the war, in the chaotic.
好像你不知道怎么去解决事情。
We don't know where to go.
好像一切都是空虚混沌。
Look like everything is very in chaos.
甚至你发现都是黑暗的，你没办法冲过这个困难的境界。
All we see is darkness, and we do not know which way to go.
我想我自己有时候以前曾经有过经历过。
This was my experience.
我们这些年轻的孩子们，不知道你们有时候在考试的时候有没有碰到同样的境界
？Maybe some of you young kids have that experience when you before the test.
哇，每天都要考试。
Test every day.
爸妈还叫你去上中文学校。
Still, we still got to go to Chinese school.
晚上还要去弹钢琴
and there's piano lesson at
night. 礼拜六还要练足球
and there is sport on weekends.
妈妈还叫你要打扫你的房间
and we still got to clean our own room.
哇，他们也可能觉得各种压力到他们身上
Maybe the children feel complete despair.
也是一种好像你希望有一种盼望的时候
It's sometimes something that you need hope.
或者在我们的家庭里面
Maybe in our family.
很多时候很多事情发生在家里面
Many things happen.
有时候是身体的软弱
Sometimes could be your physical weakness.
工作的压力
Maybe the pressure from your job.
甚至我们亲人中有一些问题
Maybe the relationship with your relatives.
使得我们生活的脚步都乱掉
Making our life in disorder.
常常在你的工作上
Well, maybe could be in your job.
发现原来好像蛮顺利的
Before you thought everything is going good.
突然公司要 outsource.
Finally, the outsourcing in the company.
因此你发现所有的天都要塌下来一样。
Now it's like the sky is falling.
在黑暗中。
In darkness.
在没有希望的时候。
When you are in despair.
你该怎么处理呢
？What should we do then?
你如何去解决这些问题呢
？How do you face this difficulty?
有的时候有些事情是不在你掌握之中的。
Very often these things are beyond our control.
像我们教养我们的儿女们。
And when you try to raise your children.
我们总觉得我们好好的带他们，好好的教他们，就是一定会非常好。
We thought if we are only doing the right thing, everything will be okay.
可是教养儿女没有那么简单。
But the fact is, this is not that simple.
他们说十年树木。
Some people say, for a decade of time.
百年树人。
It takes a hundred years to develop character.
因此，你怎么教孩子知道你的教是对的呢？
How do we know we are doing the right thing for our children?
常常在过程之中
Very often during the process
你都不知道他们到底有没有听到你讲的话
You are not even sure they are hearing you
甚至你提醒他们的事情你都不知道他听进去没有
You remind them so many times but you are not sure they hear you
当他们不在你身边的时候
When they are away from you
哇你的心中真是慌乱
You are really very anxious
我还记得 Andy 跟孩子要去念大学的时候
I remember when Andy.
Oh, Amy 也是一样哇，他们好紧张。
They were so nervous.
可是他们都教得很好的孩子。
Yeah, they have come up with very nice children.
我们有时候心中的忧虑不是说不好。
Not our anxiety, no, it's bad.
因为是爱的关系。
Because of our love for them.
因此，我们今天来思想一下，我们有人生有很多的状况。
Let's meditate as we face all these conditions in life.
我们需要知道破晓的曙光进来。
We need to see that ray of light.
使得我们看到有希望，有盼望。
So that we can see hope for us.
希望今天这个经文。
For the scripture that we share today.
我们还可以再念一遍好吗
？Let's read again.
只有三节经文。
There are only three verses.
我们可以打开圣经。
Or maybe turn to your Bible.
约书亚记
In the book of Joshua,
第五章
Chapter 5
我们先念十三节
Verse 13
好来了我们一起来念来
约书亚到你面立歌的时候举目观看不料以色列人手里有宝剑
Jericho was, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemy?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord of army replied, "Take off your sandal, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
这三节经文
These three short verses
看起来好像蛮简单
Look like it's very straightforward.
你可能每个字都认得
You know every word there.
而且它的意义也一下就看清楚
And the meaning is very plain.
可是这三节经文确实告诉我们破晓曙光的一些真理
But these verses are example of a dawning of a morning light.
我们首先来看十三节
Let's see verse 13.
当耶稣亚接近耶利哥的时候
When Joshua was near Jericho
耶稣亚当摩西快要死的时候摩西
Before Moses passed away
摩西把他带领以色列人的责任就交给了耶稣亚
Moses put the leadership of the, gave it to Joshua
当时耶稣亚觉得很困难
Joshua was in puzzlement
因为是一个很大很困难的一个计划
Because this is a great burden for him.
要把以色列人带到迦南地。
To bring the Jewish people into the promised land.
约书亚是一个身经百战的人。
He is someone who experienced many battles.
他可能在战场上也不怕死的。
He is a great warrior.
可他心中充满了胆怯。
But still, he was fearful.
因为带领以色列人要进迦南地是非常困难的。
To lead Israel into the promised land is not an easy thing.
先要经过约旦河，然后再要很多征战进去。
You have to cross the Jordan River and then face many battles.
可是神跟约书亚说
But God said to Joshua,
要刚强壮胆
Be strong and stand tall.
不要惊慌
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕
Do not fear.
因为神会与你同在
Because I am with you.
只要你遵守神的命令
Obey my commandments
神就与他同在
And I will be with him
然后约书亚就带了以色列人要进迦南地
So Joshua leads the Israelites to enter the promised land
所以刚刚念的经文约书亚是这样一个人物
This is Joshua
靠近耶利哥
Near the town of the city of Jericho
耶利哥是一个非常古老的城市
Jericho is an old city
这个城市是非常坚固
A great city
城墙高大概有九公尺高
There is a high fortress wall
它的厚度可能有六公尺宽
Maybe a 6 feet thick wall
所以在那个时代这个城是非常坚固的
At the time it was a mighty fortress
我们中文说固如金汤
Very strong fortress
就好像城是金属做的
It's like the wall is made of metal
护城河好像是热汤浇起来的。
那个 moat surrounding it。
所以你要打这个城是很不容易。
It's not easy to take the city。
可是约书亚要带以色列人进入迦南地，这个城是很重要，一定要争取到。
In order to go into the promise, they had to pass Jericho。
所以约书亚当时觉得非常困难。
That's why Joshua was in great difficulty。
虽然神跟他说要刚强壮胆
Even though God told him be strong
而且跟他说神与他同在
I will be with you
你我有时候也会这样子吧
Very often we are facing the same situation
你经常亲近神神必与你同在
You know when we are close to God he will be with us
神也跟你说出于神的话没有一句不带能力的
We also believe his promise that every word of God will come to fulfillment
只要你在主耶稣基督里就没有问题可以放心
If we only we are in Christ everything will be okay
可是我们有时候也会忧虑
But still we are so anxious
也会惊慌
We are still panicking
当时约书亚就碰到这个情况
This is what Joshua was facing
他知道他现在碰到这个城
He now he is facing this great city
耶利哥他往前看的时候是非常高
He looked up to this great city Jericho.
上面的兵马上很远就看到你在什么地方。
They can spot you from very high up.
如果这个城打不进去，他们就进不了迦南地。
If they do not overcome Jericho, they can never enter the promised land.
所以我相信约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候
，So Joshua come near Jericho.
他举目观看的心情
，He was looking anxiously toward.
我曾经想到，我有时候碰到一些困难的时候
，I remember when I was facing difficulty.
好像我就看到那个困难，好像从上面压下来一样。
The difficulty is like a great burden on me.
常常会想到底怎么去处理这些事情。
I say to myself, what should I do?
我相信约书亚当时举目观看的时候就在想，这个城怎么样攻破它。
This must be what Joshua was feeling.
我们常常在碰到困难的时候，岂不是也是这样子吗？
Yes, and that's what we felt.
总觉得这些是非常难克服的事情。
We feel the burden is too big.
不料。
Unexpectedly.
神的话语你一定要仔细去品尝的。
We must be careful.
这里面神在告诉我们，我们心中的心态慢慢都显露出来。
Because our condition are revealed.
当我们碰到问题时，我们常常盘算该怎么去处理。
As we meditating on what we should do.
约书亚一定也在盘算怎么打这个城。
That must be what Joshua was thinking about.
这个不料这个字就表示了他的心态。
But unexpectedly.
因为常常我们心中所计划的事情。
Because many times our plan,
如果是按照人的方法
we doing our way,
因为神的道路高过我们人的道路
the Bible says that His way is higher than our way.
神的意念高过我们的意念
His mind, His heart is higher than our way.
我们如果用自己的方法去做的话
by our own way,
应该是行不通的
we would never resolve it.
是这不料两个字
but here unexpectedly.
形容了当时约书亚的心态
It describes what happened to Joshua.
也是形容我们碰到困难的时候常常有的心态
It's very often that our conditions.
因为很惊讶的有一个人站在他面前
Surprisingly, somebody standing in front of him.
而且这个人是站在面前是那个刀是已经出了鞘的
Somebody who standing before him with a drawn sword.
我们读经文要注意每一个字
As we read the Bible, we want to go over every word.
我记得刚开始读的时候，我没有看到是拔出鞘的刀。
When I first read it, I did not remember the sword was drawn.
表示说这一位是准备要征战的人。
This is a man who are ready to do battle.
很雄伟。
A very heroic character.
站在他的面前。
Standing before him.
我相信这个让他想到一样事情。
This is probably remind Joshua of a thing.
如果这是帮助我的是有多好
So much better. This man is for us.
如果他是帮助敌人了我就糟糕了
If this guy is for the enemy then we are in trouble.
你我在人生碰到一些问题的时候
As we face our difficulty in life.
岂不是有时候希望啊帮助就在我的身边吗
We wish there is somebody who can help us.
或者是边上如果哪一位可以教我一下他的经验怎么样岂不是很好吗
If only anybody can tell me his experience.
所以他马上就问他说：“你到底是帮我的还是帮对方的
？”That's why right away Joshua asked you, "Are you for us or for our enemy?"
我知道现在网络很方便。
I know the internet is becoming very convenient.
Google 一下，很多答案都出来了。
Oh, yeah, just Google and you get your answer.
哎，我上次我那个车子一个保险丝灯不亮
了。One of my car in my life is out.
从头到尾找那个保险丝在那边，怎么都找不到。
I wasn't sure which wire to use.
以前的车子保险丝一找就找到。
Before you can get the instruction very in the book.
现在的车你要找还真不容易找。
Right now it's getting very difficult to find the manual.
那我就到 Google 上去 search.
So I went to the internet to search.
我说 Honda 这个车 fuse 在哪里？
I said where is the fuse for the Honda?
哦，嘣就出来了啊。
还有那个whole diagram appeared.
原来很多人有同样的问题。
Many people are facing the same difficulty.
呀，我一早就找到了。
Now it becomes so easy to resolve it.
所以我们常常我们的方法都是在 Google 上找方法。
That's why our solution now is in internet.
甚至 YouTube 上很多 information.
Even YouTube have a lot of instruction.
我相信这个不料。
Unexpectedly here.
意思说，当你用人的方法去找的时候
，When you use your own way try to resolve it，
你必须还要想到还有让你惊讶的东西。
There will be a surprise in store.
就算现在资讯那么发达
，Even with all this convenience, all the internet.
据说有一天
，They were saying one day.
连你看医生都 Google 一下就出来了。
You don't need to see the doctor anymore.
哎，我一个朋友就是他觉得有一天有点昏眩啊。
A friend told me that he was feeling dizzy.
然后他自己看看眼睛，哇，有点什么颜色。
He see the color of his eye.
再看他嘴唇略略发黑。
And he see the.
然后听力他说好像左边比右边强一点。
And he one side he better one side.
哎，没想到 Google 一弄就知道应该吃什么药。
We just Google it on the internet. He knows what medication to take.
我不是叫你这样去找药吃哈。
I'm not advising to do the same way.
这边讲的重点是，很多人的方法虽然可以帮助我们。
Even though many times our way can help us.
可是有一样破晓曙光，我们必须要知道，一定要到神的面前来寻找答案。
But the breaking of the light is for us to come to God to seek help.
所以从刚刚这十三节来看起来。
That's from verse 13.
我们可以知道约书亚当时的心情。
We see Joshua's condition.
当他看到这城那么高的时候。
As he watched this great wall.
他也看到他以色列兵都是一些还没有受过训练的人。
He also see his troops which are untried.
他也听说迦南的军队相当的强。
He also know the enemy is very strong.
我相信他心中一定是相当的乱。
That's why he is probably panicking.
觉得是非常的绝望。
He probably feels despair.
空虚混沌。
He feels empty and chaotic.
渊面黑暗。
Everything is in darkness.
真的可以有时候可以形容当时的他心境。
This is probably his mental state.
我们来看十四节。
And then we go to verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们一起来念一下好吗
？Let's read together.
来，请。
他们大说：“是的，我们在需要做些什么。”
请注意，这边开始就是一线曙光，破晓的曙光照进来。
This is the breaking of a ray of light.
可是你我在平常生活上也要有这个操练。
That's why we need to have this discipline.
有时候这一线曙光已经照进来了。
The ray of light has shined.
我们有时候可能还没看到。
But yet we do not perceive it yet.
甚至于照进来了，你也不知道怎么样接受这个曙光的帮助。
Even when you see the light, you are not sure what does it mean.
所以今天的信息从这一段开始，我们要开始注意。
This is a message that we must begin to pay attention.
因为常常曙光照到我们心里面，我们都没有感觉到。
When the light of the ray of light shines, but we are not aware of it.
对我们的忧愁忧虑。
We are still overcome our anxiety.
脑子里面想着各种其他的方式。
We are still trying to figure out a way out.
遮住了这道曙光。
That blinds up that light.
所以刚刚这经文我们念到。
That's why we, as we read this scripture.
上一节经文讲的不料。
Before is unexpectedly.
现在说回答是不是的。
But now it tells you it's not so.
这讲明我们人。常常在想到怎么去解决的事情的时候
Very often when we figure out a way to do ourselves
你当时不料哎，有些事情会发生
But then something unexpected happens
甚至你可能心中已经想好方法了
Even though you might already have everything worked out
哎，不是真正的方法
But that may not be the final way
所以当约书亚问到底你是帮助我的还是帮助他们的
Joshua asked him Are you for us or for our enemy
这一位站得很高的人说不是的
This man that's standing before you say not, neither
不是来帮你的也不是帮他们的
I'm not here to help you or help your enemy
他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅
He said I come as a commander of the army of the Lord
这边的解释说元帅
He is his commander
是发号命令的
Someone who will give command
所以这里解释可能说是天使
Someone said maybe he's an angel.
也可能是神所差遣的人。
A servant of God.
也可能是神他自己。
Or maybe even God himself.
重点是神的旨意临到的意思。
The important point is the will of God has come.
他是要来做耶和华军队的发令者。
He has come as a commander of the army of the Lord.
这句话是在我们心中是一道曙光。
This is the ray of light.
好像表面没有看到答案
We may not see what it means
可是这道曙光却是强有力的答案
But indeed it's a bright shining ray of light
不要想我们自己的方法
Don't depend on your way.
只要回到神军队里面的一份子。
Come become a member of the army of God.
意思说你愿意领受这元帅的命令。
Are you to be willing to be under the command of the Lord?
你就是耶和华军队的一份子。
Are you a member of His army?
这一位来帮助耶和华军队里面的人。
Because the commander has arrived.
这一道破晓曙光，约书亚看到。
This ray of light, Joshua perceived.
他马上就匍匐在地上下拜。
That's why he face down on the ground.
我举个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
平常我们有时候读读圣经。
Very often when we read the Bible.
有时候我们祷告。
Very often we pray.
其实圣经上都是神给我们的最高的智慧。
The Bible is the highest wisdom God provided for us.
当我们祷告的时候。
As we pray.
我们常常把我们要求的事情跟神说。
We tell God our needs.
其实我们还要静静的、警醒的听神的话语。回到我们心中来。
You know, you also must be very quiet so we can hear him.
所以祷告是一种双方面的。
Because the prayer is two way.
我刚开始祷告的常是单方面的。
Before I often pray one way.
神啊，请你帮我开门。
God, do something for me.
希望我这条路可以走通。
Open the way for me.
希望神来成就。
I want you to fulfill things for me.
我就奉主的名祷告，阿门。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
这不是祷告的方
法。But this is not the way God wants us to pray.
祷告是跟神在沟通。
Because it is a communication with God.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要经历这个最甜美的一种时分。
You must experience this sweet communication with God.
你的祷告里面是跟万军之主，这一位耶和华军队的元帅在沟通之中。
Because you are communicating with the commander of God.
你把你心中所要所求的告诉神。
You tell him what's in your heart.
这位神会很奇妙的把他的心意慢慢的讲给你听。
And God will gradually reveal His will to you.
这一线曙光照进来，你一定要好好的去品尝它。
When this ray of light shines on your heart, you must perceive it.
当你真的感觉到、听到又愿意顺服的时候。
When you see it and are willing to obey.
你会发现这些曙光是你心中的欢喜快乐。
You're going to realize that that ray of light is a joy.
让你心中满足的不得了的欢喜快乐。
It's something that will satisfy your heart.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要去经历它。
You must experience it.
我们读经文。
When you study the scripture.
刚刚读这三节。
We read that three verses.
你读的时候好像一个故事而已。
It looks like some like story.
其实这是一个生命的一个乐章。
But this is a hymn of life.
虽然是讲到约书亚当时的情况，
He talk about Joshua,
其实也讲到我们现在的光景，
He reveal something for us today,
甚至也讲到我们孩子们未来他们的光景，
He reveal something for your children,
神的话语是没有时空限制的，
Because His word is beyond time,
让你惊讶，
It will surprise you.
我最近借着科技跟我妈妈有这个每个礼拜有查经。
Right now, through the high-tech thing, I can have Bible study with my mother.
我跟我的儿子媳妇每个礼拜有跟他们一个人讲非常短暂的一些灵修的时间。
I also have a short devotion time with my children.
哎呀，我发现神的话语同样一句话对我妈妈有帮助。
I find some words is very helpful to my mother.
对我跟我太太有帮助。
Something very helpful to me.
对我的孩子有帮助。
Something that can be very helpful to my children.
所以在神的话语上投资是最好的投资。
That's why the investment in God's word is the best investment.
因为神在世上建立了规律。
Because God has established principle in the world.
神很希望告诉我们这个规律是什么。
He longs to tell us what His principles.
如果你愿意成为耶和华军队里面的一份子。
If you are willing to be a member of His army.
这个规律你就如鱼得水的活在他规律中间。
A fish in the water, you're going to see it.
这就是生命的力量。
This is the strength of life.
约书亚匍匐在地上。
Joshua become face down on the ground to worship him.
因为他听到了一句话，他懂了。
Because he hears that sentence and he understands.
他知道这位看起来强有力又拿出刀来正在征战的一位。
He sees this man who is ready to battle with the sword drawn.
是要帮助他听他命令军队里面的一份子。
He's someone who come to command.
所以耶稣要说，哦，他懂了，这是他的希望。
Now he realized he is his hope.
这就是那个破晓的曙光照进来了。
The light of the real light shined.
他就在地上匍匐下拜。
That's why he was down face down on the earth.
他知道他唯一可以成功的就是归入耶和华军队。
He realized the only way he was to see to become a member of his army.
我们平常灵修祷告的时候
，As you do your Bible's devotion.
这些话语到你心中的时候
，The words are coming to your heart.
就像刚刚那一句话
，Just a word.
我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, "I have come as the commander of the army of the Lord."
这道曙光你不仔细看的话
，If you don't see that ray of light,
一照就过去了
，the light disappears.
在你心中没有任何痕迹
，You did not see any trace of it.
如果你知道这是破晓的曙光，帮你解决你的问题的
，When you see that ray of light, you will solve your problems.
跪下来接受它
，Come humbly and accept it.
然后约书亚又讲了一句话。
Then Joshua replied.
他说：“主啊，有什么话来吩咐我呢？”
He said, "What message does the Lord has for us?"
他把仆人特别的强调出来。
He said, "We are his, you are your servant."
他愿意领受神所任何的教导的话语。
He is willing to accept the message.
他说：“我主。”
He said, "My Lord."
他愿意把自己委身给神。
Now he put himself in trust.
这位耶和华军队的元帅是要发号使命的。
Because the commander is someone who will give the order.
他要教导我们如何解决这些问题。
He will show us how to resolve our problem.
我们只要心来领受他的话，接受他的吩咐就可以。
We must be willing to accept his command.
所以这是一个我们必须要一个转捩点要学习到的。
This is a turning point that we must learn.
其实我们生活上有很多很多困境突破需要走过的。
Because we face many similar problems, we need a breakthrough.
我有一个教会一个家庭。
There's a family in my church.
一切都很好。
Everything is fine, going well for them.
可是当孩子念书有压力出现的时候。
When the children face difficulty in their study,
哇，他是从来没想到的。
It's something he never expected the problem.
这位孩子一切都很好，都是拿 A 的。
This kid used to get all A's.
不知道为什么突然在念大学时候，突然发现他压力太大。
In college, you find that the pressure is too much for him.
跟爸妈说要求可以停学一年。
He asked his parents to take one year off.
你知道我们这种事情都不知道怎么解决的。
Very often when you face that, you don't know what to do.
我们甚至也不知道到底原因在哪里。
We don't know what is the reason.
哇，他们就为这个孩子祷告。
So they pray for their child.
跟孩子谈，到圣经里面找神的帮助。
They talk to him, they study the Bible.
首先我要讲，我们还没有碰到问题，先要开始读经祷告。
I said before you face the problem, be familiar with the Bible.
当这个家庭碰到这事情的时候
When they face the difficulty,
真的就好像空虚混沌
They are in chaotic
所有以前所看到的未来好像一下就不见掉
The future they planned they have disappeared
渊面黑暗
Everything is in dark
好像找不到任何答案
They seem there's no way out
后来神很奇妙
But strangely wonderfully God revealed
让这孩子去参加了一个短宣
He attended a short term mission
你知道有时候神的意念高过我们意念
You know, very often his way is higher than our way.
他的道路高过我们道路
His mind is higher than ours.
你原来以为是参加一个短宣岂不是又更浪费时间吗
We thought, why waste the time going to a short term mission?
结果借了这个短宣
But through that short term mission,
神把他建立起来了
God built him back up.
他感到了其他更有需要的人
He saw there are other people who have more needs.
他看到他所得到的已经远远超过他应该享受到的。
He see that what he has is abundantly.
这个孩子的人生观就改变了。
His life view changed.
他没有再为他的所得的分数，好像得失感那么重。
He doesn't really so anxious about his grade.
而他为了就是愿意把这位神见证给其他人，当作他的目标。
Now he is willing to share the Lord with other people.
结果他会帮助了很多人。
He was becoming a big help to other kids.
哎，就他分数又慢慢回到 A 去了。
And gradually his grade improved.
因为他压力突然就不见了。
Because the pressure has gone.
因为他的重点不是放在分数本身。
Because his emphasis is no longer on the grade.
他的重点是放在他的生命上，到底值得让神得到喜悦。
He became to emphasize his own life, how to please God.
所以这位孩子转宣之后。
That's why after the short-term mission.
他就跟神讲了一句话。
He said to God,
主啊，吩咐我做你该要我做的事情。
He said, Lord, tell me what I should do.
就是刚刚耶稣要所说的，主有什么话吩咐仆人。
He same as Joshua. What message does my Lord has for this servant?
约书亚当时，我相信他的压力也下降很多。
From there, all the pressure is gone.
那么高的耶利哥城。
This great wall of Jericho.
你还没看到上面，他们老远就看到你在哪里。
They see you before you can see them.
他知道他过不去。
He know he cannot pass.
可是，当他把他所有事情交托给神的时候。
But when he entrusts everything to God,
要神来吩咐他做什么的时候，
when he is ready to listen to what God has him to do,
他的压力就减少了。
Now his pressure disappears.
我们再念下一节经文。
Let's continue.
我们一起来念。
The commander of the Lord's army replied, Take off your sandal, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
所以这边我们再把这句稍微分析一下。
Let's analyze this sentence.
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说。
The commander of the Lord replied.
神的意念以神的话语领导。
The word of God, the way of God come.
你读圣经的话。
When you read the Bible,
中间神的话语
the God's word,
都是神在跟你我在说的
His words for you and I.
这里说耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说
Here the commander of the Lord replied,
跟你读圣经其实没有两样的
Just like you reading the Bible.
你读圣经每一节经文都是神在跟你说话
Every word that you read is God's reply to you.
而且是耶和华军队的元帅在跟我说话
He's the commander of the Lord's reply to you.
比如说应当一无挂虑。
He says, "Don't do not be anxious for anything."
把你一切所要的告诉神。
Cast all your care on Him.
以祈求、感谢、祷告。
Pray to Him with thanksgiving.
把一切跟神说。
Tell all your trouble to Him.
神会在主耶稣基督里。
In Christ.
保守你的心怀意念。
In Christ, He will keep you in perfect peace.
神所赐的平安会保守你。
The peace that given by God will keep you.
这是神说的话。
That is the word of God.
也是耶和华军队的元帅说的话。
The word of commander of the Lord's army.
应当一无挂虑。
You should have do not be anxious on anything.
你我都有很多忧虑的事情。
When we face all this anxiety.
是没有错。
It's true.
有些忧虑是好的忧虑。
Maybe some of the anxiety is good.
有些忧虑是不好的忧虑。
Some may be very bad.
圣经上有跟我们说。
The Bible teaches.
有些好的忧虑，神也跟我们讲。
Even some of the anxiety that God tells us.
不应该忧虑的，圣经上也跟我们讲。
The thing that we should not be anxious about, God also tells us.
所以我们要在神的话语上找到力量。
We must find strength in His words.
你知道这忧虑的事情
You know, things like anxious, like anxiety.
当我们人心中有罪的时候
When we are besieged by sin.
强调一下，这罪就是有瑕疵的时候
Sins when they are blemish in our life.
我们想，我们的思想还没有完整的时候
When our soul is not yet purified.
我们可能有个人的私欲的想法
When we got our own selfish ambitions.
甚至有些嫉妒或者是各种仇恨的想法
When it's hatred, there's envy.
因此很多的忧虑
And then we have a lot of anxiety.
是错误的
All these are wrong.
是不会有帮助的
These are not going to help you.
而且这些忧虑可以造成更多的忧虑
Because these anxiety are going to create more anxiety.
所以神叫我们要把这一切借着 祈求、感祷告和感谢交给神。
That's why he said, by prayer and supplication, cast all these on him.
我到这句话其实就是破晓曙光。
That is a ray of light.
当在忧虑的时候，真的自己跳不出来的。
Because very often we cannot get out all our anxiety.
如果你愿意接受这道曙光，
if you are willing to perceive the ray of light,
你看见也听见，
you hear and you see it,
然后你愿意遵守的话，
and you are willing to submit.
这句话就会成为你的曙光，造成你心中的力量。
Those words will become the ray of light for you.
可是要做之前，十五节提醒我们该怎么做。
Now the verse 15 reminds us one thing.
神说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
He said, take off your sandal.
你知道，我们在世上都会沾到一些脏的东西。
You know, on earth, we stand on dirty earth, over earth.
你每天出去上班也好，干什么，你总是会世上很多邪恶的事情或者罪恶事情会碰到的。
We encounter many evil things as we live our daily life.
甚至于 internet 网上你一上去也会碰到。
Even in internet, we see a lot of them.
因此神说，马上要把这些去掉。
That's why God say.Really、get rid of these things.
你要得到神话语的力量，你必须要把这些脱离。
You want to gain strength from God's word, you must be away from these things.
其实这个是有根据的。
These are with a precedent.
神说，我们不要，我们虽是在血气行事。
Yes, but I would say that even though we live in the flesh.
可是不要以血气征战。
We should not be
warfare.
Our warfare is not with flesh.
Yeah. 意思是说，血气就是说我们生活在世界上。
He said, "As we live in this flesh and blood."
因此，我们常常我们做事的方法都是以在世界上的方法在做。
Very often we use the world's way to resolve them.
当有血气的时候。
When you depend on your flesh and blood,
你的情绪会影响你的决定。
Your emotion will be in control.
你心中的私欲会影响你的决定。
Your selfish and the appetite will be in control.
你甚至于你的情绪造成的怒气更会败坏你的决定。
The emotion from your anger will destroy you.
而且我们很心急的。
As we become so anxious,
就算你的方法都对。
Even if all our way are right,
我们常常是用不恰当的时间说恰当的话。
We might even do it at the wrong time.
所以神跟我们说，不要用血气的方法来征战。
He said, "Well, battle is not with the flesh and blood."
而是要用神的方法。
But we want to use God's way.
所以第一点，先把血气的方法摆下来。
That's why we take off the way of the world.
神不是叫我们要。快快的听。
God said to listen quickly.
慢慢的什么？说。
But to talk slowly.
然后慢慢的什么？动怒哇！我常常反过来哈，我快快的动怒。
Very often we quickly get angry.
Yeah, 我常常听到觉得自己不舒服的就开始，我正好反过来，所以我觉得神的话真的提醒我们。
Very often we are opposite. That's why God will remind us.
他说快快的听。
Listen quickly.
慢慢的说
，Speak slowly，
慢慢的动
，Do not get angry quickly。
我们如果以血气行事的话
，If we do it the world's way，
我们常常是快快的动
，Very often we get angry quickly，
快快的说
，We speak very fast，
慢慢的听
，But we slow to listen，
或者干脆不听
，Or we just don't listen。
然后我们常常不听的，哇，我就发现很多很多，我们常常两个在对讲。
Very often we just talk to each other.
其实我们都已经把我们要讲的早就准备好了。
We already figured out what we want to say.
对方在讲的时候，你根本没有听进去。
We never hear what the other person is saying.
所以有一次我去探访一对夫妻。
One time I was visiting a couple.
我说你下次试试看。
He said, "I said try it next time."
如果你们真的要争吵的话
，While you are arguing,
把你要讲的话先录好。
Just record whatever you want to say.
到了两个见面的时候。就放录音机就好了。
Just play the tape recorder for each other.
就他们一想，对啊，其实真的是一样的。
today, in fact, it will be the same effect.
因为两个在沟通的时候，其实都没有在听对方。
Because while they are communicating, they don't hear each other.
都是在放他们想讲的话。
They are just playing the word they want to say.
所以以后就一能带着 recorder 一放，现在 iPhone 更方便了，就马上就。
Right now, it's even easier with the iPhone.
这些方法都是血气的方法。
These are the way of the world.
所以神说，还没有解决任何事情之前，先把鞋子。这个鞋子沾了世上血气的事情，血气的方法，血气的各种处理的方式。
That's why before anything else, God said, "Take off your sandal, the way of the world."
因为这道曙光照进来。
When the ray of light shines,
你还是用自己的血气做的话是没有用处的。
You are still using your own way to do it.
因为神的意念是远远高过我们心中想的。
Because His way is higher than our way.
所以神下面又讲句话。
That's why Jesus continued, the Lord continued.
因为你来到神的面前所在的地方是圣的。
So the place where you are standing is holy.
这个圣是圣洁，是分别出来的。
The holy place is separated out.
世上是没有的。
It's not of the world.
所以你我真的神的恩典哈。
As we come to God.
我们每次来到圣殿中。
As we come to the temple.
我们来到神的。话语，我们读神的话语的时候。
As we come to His presence, come to His word.
或者你好好安静在神面前祷告的时候。
As you quietly pray before Him.
不是因为我们站的地方是圣洁的。
Not because the place we are at is holy.
而是你的心境，你的整个跟神同在的情景是圣洁的。
But rather it's you, your heart.
所以神要我们把这些血气、自己的私欲全部去掉。
That's why he gets rid of all his appetite, the flesh.
要了解跟神相会是完完全要分别出来的。
When you come to meet with God, you must be separate out.
不是我们心中想的干干净净。
Not that our mind is clear.
或者说心中自己觉得对。
Not that we feel that we are right.
我们常以为自己的对就是义。
Very often when we are okay, we think that's just.
Justice.
Justice.
神说其实世上没有义
But yet God said that there is no justice in the world.
只有在神的里面才有义
Only in Christ are we justified.
你们正在念罗马书吗是不是
You are studying the book of Romans.
Yeah, 这本书太棒了、啊、
This is an amazing book.
讲到这个义只有在神里面才有的
Now talk about the righteousness can only be found in Christ.
所以约书亚知道神跟他说你要把血气的事情去掉。
That's why God had said to Joshua, get rid of all these worldly things.
你必须要知道与神相会的地方是一个神圣的，是神分别出来的地方。
The place where you come to meet him is holy.
因此约书亚就照着去做了。
That's why Joshua did so.
我们看这三节经文。
In that three short verses.
一开始约书亚是碰到一个大的困难。
From the beginning, Joshua faced a great problem.
空虚混沌，月面黑暗，没办法解决的事情。
Everything looked hopeless.
心中可能相当的惊慌。
He was panicking.
神叫他要刚强壮胆。
God told him to be strong.
我相信他相当的惧怕。
He was still very anxious.
然后发现这一位耶和华军队的元帅出现的时候。
When he see the appearance of this great commander,
他发现了一个重点。
He realized one thing.
也就是破晓的曙光来到他面前。
There's a ray of light that shines through.
你只要归到神里面，就有方法了。
If you come before him, there will be a way.
我想今天我希望这是我们一个真正的学到的一个重点。
I hope this will be a lesson that we learn today.
当兵荒马乱，好像一切都很混乱的时候。
In a time of confusion and chaotic.
你要选 A B C D， 你要选一个对的方法做。
There are so many choices that you don't know which one to pick.
最好的方法。
The best way.
就归到神里面去。
Come back to God.
当你归到神里面的时候。
When you come back to Him.
你就有一个真正的一个 reference point.
And there is a
着力点。
着力点。
因此。从那一点你可以看到 ABCD 哪个是对的
From there you can make your choice
我不知道你没有听懂我所讲的
Is that clear to you?
我是学导航的
I'm
飞机的导航仪器我设计过的
I'm my work is to guiding system
任何导航仪器
Every guidance system.
在还没有倒之前。
Before anything is turned on.
先要把他自己的所在地对准。
First, you must know where you are at.
要不然你不可能找到别的地方去。
Without knowing where you are, there's nothing else you can do.
人生导航是一样的。
Same thing in the guidance of our life.
我们人生有那么多决定要做。
There are so many decisions that we have to make.
你自己的在哪都不知道的话。
If you don't even know where you are at.
当然我们都知道我们在这里。
We know we are here.
可是你心灵在哪里吗？
Where your heart is at.
唯一可以知道的。
The only one that knows.
就跟神对准。
Is to be in accordance with him.
所以耶稣要照着做的。
That's why Joshua did so.
我想我们从这个这三节经文我们学到一个地方。
There's a lesson we can learn from these three verses.
当这曙光临到的时候。
When the light of dawn begins to shine.
你看见了吗？
Have you seen the light?
因为这是神的话语。
Because there is the word of God.
如果神的话语临到的时候。
When the word of God came.
你愿意接受吗？
Are you ready to receive it?
约书亚说主啊。请吩咐仆人。
Joshua said, "Tell your servant."
所以你我如果碰到任何事情，真的很乱的时候
，As we face similar conditions,
神会借着灵修、借着祷告，会给你话语。
Through devotion, through your Bible study, God will give you words.
你我应该是说主啊，请你吩咐仆人。
Do you say that, Lord, tell me what to do?
当你这样做的时候，神会跟你说该怎么做。
Because He will instruct you.
我们就把自己对准。
And so we can know where we are.
在神的面前开始按照神的旨意去做。
And we can begin to do his will.
相信这一道破晓的曙光在你的生命里面就产生了力量。
This breaking of light will become a strength for our life.
圣经里面有一句话说。
Bible is a word, the phrase.
万事互相效力。
Everything move together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
跟神对准就是爱神。
To be in accordance with God is to love Him.
因为你爱神，所以不愿意让神伤心。
Because you love for Him, you don't want to make Him anxious.
你不愿意让神真的看到你迷失掉。
You are not willing to go astray.
所以在任何情况，当你爱神的时候。
When you love God under that condition, any conditions.
任何情况发生在我们身上
Whatever happened to you,
都会万事互相效力
Everything will work together for the good,
让因为我们爱神的关系我们得到益处
for those who love him.
所以今天的信息的 结语是说我们可以在神的面前休息、啊、我们一起念好吧结语诗篇的四十六篇第十节来请
你们要休息要知道我是神我必在外邦中被尊崇，在天地上也被尊崇。
感谢主，今天的信息破晓曙光。
The breaking of the light, we come to the conclusion.
用这句话当作结尾。
Let this be our conclusion.
因为这位是万军之主的神。
Because it is the Lord of Lords that is speaking.
我们可以停下来，不要用自己的方法去做。
We can be still.
休息是不要用自己的方法去做。
Be still is no longer doing our way.
归到神里面。
We want to return to God.
这个休息不是静止。
The still is not to stop.
这个休息是顺着神的心意而行。
To be still is to do God's way.
有人说休息不是很消极吗？
Isn't some people say to be still is not very passive?
我说你休息是顺着神的方法去做。
To be still is to do want to do His way.
神的速度比我们快很多很多。
Because His speed is way faster than ours.
我们自己的方法是很慢的。
Our way is usually very slow.
而且常常方向是相反的。
Very often is in the wrong direction.
当我们休息在神里面的时候。
When you are still in the Lord.
是与神同行的意思。
You are walking with Him.
这位神是值得尊崇的。
He is someone who is worthy of our submission.
是一道破晓曙光。
He will give us the breaking of the light.
在圣诞节之前，我希望当着我们每一位的面勉励。
I want to encourage you before Christmas.
因主耶稣基督的降生。
Because the birth of Jesus Christ.
在我们人类生命里面。
In the life of every human being.
就是一道破晓的曙光。
Is a great breaking of the light.
接受它。
Accept him.
你将会得到生命。
You are going to receive life.
而且会得到更丰盛的生命。
You will receive life more abundantly.
好，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上父，求你帮助我们。
Father in heaven, we ask you to help us.
让每一位都能够借着你的话语。
That we can all using your words.
能够顺服在你的话语之中。
We can submit to them.
因为出于你的话，没有一句不带能力。
Because every word of your, every one of your words is with strength.
句句话语都是我们生命的曙光。
Every word is alive for us.
求你的曙光照亮我们的内心。
May your light shine in our heart.
让我们看清自己。
So we can see who we are.
能够顺从主耶稣基督。
We can want to obey you.
成为我们生命中最大的福分。
Because that is the greatest blessing in our life.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.